with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump wants European countries to stop purchasing Russian oil. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
That was the president's message to European leaders in a Thursday call. A White House official said those oil purchases are helping Russia fund its war against Ukraine. Donald Trump also urged Europe to put economic pressure on China for funding Russia's war efforts. The president joined a call of the Coalition of the Willing Countries who were meeting on security guarantees for Ukraine in the event of a peace deal with Russia. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A House panel moves a huge non-defense appropriation bill that cuts spending by 7% and kills 100 government programs. Correspondent Bernie Bennett reports.
House appropriators late Tuesday approved the Labor, Health and Human Services, Education and Related Agencies Appropriation Act, the biggest single non-defense spending bill of the year. In the process, they slashed federal outlays by 7%, which includes killing or downsizing 100 programs. Republicans argue the bill implements President Donald Trump's major domestic policy reforms by providing $100 million for the Make America Healthy Again initiative and closing several agencies. In addition, the effort upholds the Hyde Amendment's long-standing ban on the use of federal tax dollars to fund abortions. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
A federal appeals court panel has put on hold the lower court judge's order to wind down operations of the Immigration Detention Center in the Florida Everglades dubbed Alligator Alcatraz. The three-judge panel in Atlanta on Thursday decided by a 2-1 vote to stay the federal judge's order pending the outcome of an appeal. The judges in the majority said it was in the public interest. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 350 points, the Nasdaq rose 210. This is SRN News. The Pew Research Center is studying religious decline.
And he reports that the first step in a country's turn toward being more secular is when people stop going to church. A new paper published in the journal Nature Communications using Pew data indicates that when worship service attendance drops, it eventually leads to people deciding that faith is less important in their lives. And finally, it leads to the abandonment of religion altogether. Here in the U.S., church attendance has been declining for decades. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Will Graham, grandson of Billy Graham, is planning a trip to Europe next month to preach the gospel. The popular evangelist is scheduled to hold a weekend festival in the city of Tallinn, Estonia on October 18th and 19th. Contemporary Christian artists will perform and Graham will preach both days. Local churches across the small country have come together to sponsor the festival and to provide logistics. This is SRN News. Remote jobs are hard to get.
The trend of ditching traditional office space to work from hotels and home accelerated when the coronavirus hit in 2020. Once given a taste of the freedom and flexibility, many workers grew accustomed to that lifestyle. Working parents enjoyed being home when children got off the school bus. But many large companies began calling workers back into the office, making competition for remote jobs fierce. Many of the jobs advertised as remote attract hundreds of applications. John Scott reporting.
A federal jury has ordered Google to pay $425.7 million for improperly snooping on people's smartphones during a nearly decade-long period of intrusions. Google had denied it was improperly tracking the online activity of people who thought they had shielded themselves. More details at srnnews.com.